America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
It's a beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
And we are drunk at the movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, it's the new theme of the month, Guilty Pleasures. We got our baseball film taken care of last episode, and we promised a couple 1980s guilty pleasures of our childhood.
And I have a feeling I'm going to feel even guiltier about this after it's over, because I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Guilty pleasure definitely has a double meaning with this film. There's white guilt, and then there's the fact that we like a movie that's not really that great of a movie.
Yeah.
The movie we're talking about, of course, is 1982's Richard Donner directed The Toy.
Starring Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason.
Yes, and a soon-to-be tongue stuck to the pole, Scott Schwartz.
Yes.
This was his first cinematic feature. So we've got a lot to talk about in this episode. This is a movie I owned on VHS. I watched it a lot as a kid. I have not seen it in several years.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this rewatch and see what happens.
And I'm on the same boat. We had it in the Laserdisc thing. Not actual Laserdisc. They were like, before Laserdisc, when it was almost like vinyl, but video.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it on the show before. So yeah, but aside from that, different. Same thing. Watched it over and over as a kid. Have no idea exactly how it's going to hold up. It probably won't.
Probably. That's what happens when, movies hit that 30-plus year mark sometimes. The humor of the time doesn't match the climate of the current trends of a lot of things. There's probably going to be a lot of questionable language. This movie is rated PG.
Mm-hmm, surprisingly.
It's for, I think it was before PG-13 was invented.
Yes.
So this is ideally a kid's movie.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, before we hit play, we of course need to tell you what we're drinking. This is another new one from Bearded Owl. This is a farmhouse ale / Saison. It's 6.7%. And fittingly enough, it's called Dark Mother.
And for those of you who have seen The Toy, that is the last line of the movie involves the word mother, which is what I thought of immediately.
Yeah, it's Richard Pryor, who was no stranger to, the word motherfucker or any of its variances. He is one of the prides of Peoria. Mm-hmm. I am a huge Richard Pryor fan. I'm wearing my Richard Pryor t-shirt, which actually features the exact image that the statue of Richard Pryor in Peoria was made to look like. And this statue is actually one block away from Bearded Owl. It's at the corner of Washington and State, I believe.
Now, is this the statue or the bust? Because there's the bust as well.
This is the statue.
Right, okay.
It's right on the corner of the four-way stop. There's a little area you can pull off and park if you want to take a picture. But yeah, you can visit Bearded Owl and then go take a selfie with Richard after you've had a few.
Yeah, it's one of the landmarks of Peoria.
So, Dark Mother presides over fall, winter, and dark beers. Our fall saison with dark malt and a heap of raisins is smooth up front with notes of dark dried fruit and dark caramel. It finishes dry and crisp with just the right amount of spice from the yeast. You're going to get flavors of raisins, malty, smooth, fruity, and bitter. So check that out. I am looking forward to enjoying my glass of it. And I'm going to take my first sip while we listen to our opening credits song. This comes from Joe Henry off of his album Scar. And this is called Richard Pryor Addresses a Tearful Nation, here on Drunk at the Movies.
Couldn't bear to watch me, man. try and excuse me why I disappear. Excuse me while I disappear.
Well, I think that is going to put us in the right headspace for this movie. So are you ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
All right. Hope you guys have your copy of it queued up. You can probably find it for a couple bucks at the right store. So hit play in 3, 2, 1. We, of course, will be watching with subtitles as we usually do. So let's tell everybody the premise of this movie in case they're unaware. It's an American version of a French film that came out about 6 years prior, no pun intended, to this movie. And it is, I'm not sure what the original story was, but this version is basically a wealthy white Southern man purchases, in a manner of speaking, the services of a middle-aged black man to play with his son and basically be his friend or toy. Oh, I totally forgot about these credits.
Yeah. We get to see all these old-fashioned toys and stuffed animals to this very 80s song.
Yeah. It's basically like an FAO Schwartz is what we're looking at. And Scott Schwartz, I have no idea if he's connected to the Schwartz toy tycoons, but Jackie Gleason, Ralph Cramden himself.
Now we'll go ahead and since we're talking about Scott Schwartz and Jackie Gleason, we'll get into that little backstory real quick. Apparently, Scott Schwartz didn't want to stay in acting because he had a terrible experience working with Jackie Gleason.
Really? Why was that?
Jackie Gleason was known for improvisation. And
I could see that.
You know, Scott Schwartz being, this being his first movie.
Yeah, first movie.
Just memorized his lines.
It was the last movie of the guy who played Barkley,
right?
I believe. So nice little bookend there. Yeah, introducing Scott Schwartz as Eric Bates.
So he would memorize his lines, and then he would, you know, say them during the take. Jackie Gleason would improvise, and then Scott wouldn't know what to do.
He'd just freeze.
Yeah, he'd just sort of go back to his line and not work off of Jackie Gleason, and Gleason would go off on him, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. So what made him reconsider? He did another project with somebody who wasn't as horrible.
I think he did like two other movies and then pretty much got out of Hollywood.
And into vaginas. several years later, obviously. But yeah, Scott Schwartz, the kid known for sticking his tongue to a cold flagpole in A Christmas Story, later started sticking his tongue other places in adult movies.
And I believe he was also the young John Lovitz character in Mr. Destiny. He was the best friend.
Gotcha. So this movie takes place in it's Louisiana. It's actually filmed in Baton Rouge, but they changed it to, like, this guy owns the town. And we're gambling with food stamps right here, aren't we? They only have link cards in 1982.
And so, yeah, they changed the name of the town to Bates. They made up this fictional town name. And they even redressed a lot of the city with the new name, Bates. And it confused the hell out of the people that lived there because they didn't know that's what it was
called. Oh, because they're drunk. They don't know what's going on.
Because they're Southerners.
Yeah. They're just having a good time being unemployed and playing cards.
There's not pigeon. Rubble up in the skillet when you cook it. Then you can spread it on your bread.
Are we going to play this game or aren't we? What have you got?
I got it straight.
We have a token white character to make sure that it's not classist slash racist by implying that only black people are poor and gamble with food stamps.
Bates Oil right across the street there. Clan Watch. They have vans that are white. That seems counterproductive. I don't know.
There's even a little hood in the logo. I did not notice that as a kid.
Clan Watch. I didn't either. Low Income Law Center.
Wow.
And there is a guy with the pointy hat. I'm surprised it's not like the Ghostbusters, you know, with like a line through it.
The Klansman trying to escape.
Yeah. Jack. Now, what was your introduction to Richard Pryor?
I believe this and Superman 3.
Yeah, Superman 3. There's another person in this movie that was in a Superman movie.
Ned Beatty. Richard Donner, of course, directed the first one and a half Superman movies.
Richard Pryor was in Superman 3, correct? Mm-hmm. And that came after.
That was after this, after Donner had left. And I get the impression that Donner and Richard Pryor didn't get along, if only because of one line in one of our previous episodes. We watched Scrooged.
Yes.
And there was the line where Bill Murray thinks that somebody's on fire, mm-hmm. and he throws the bucket of water on him. And, he says,
and they make
sorry,
a Richard Pryor joke.
Richard Pryor. It's a pretty tasteless joke.
Yeah.
Actually.
But that was a pretty easy joke. I mean, there's still references to things like that in songs, oddly enough. When I was looking for music for this episode, there was a band that had a song called Richard Pryor, and the first line of the chorus is, "I'm on fire like Richard Pryor." And I was like, yeah, we're not using that one. That's a lame lyric.
And as wonderful as Richard Pryor was with his stand-up, with his original material, when he was on SNL, whenever he did... you know, when he was just being himself, and he brought so much energy to projects, but he did not choose the best movies.
No. Brewster's Millions is a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
The one he got the most critical acclaim one is for JoJo Dancer.
Right.
Which I actually have over on the shelf over there, which was a semi-autobiographical movie about
him
growing up.
It even featured
Peoria. Yeah.
He was shot in Peoria.
Raised by his grandma, who ran a whorehouse.
Yep.
It's very well documented. He was one of those celebrities that kind of put all his demons out there in his material, which was kind of trend-setting back then. Nowadays, a lot of comedians use the stage as a soap box to get up there and air their dirty laundry.
It's almost a therapist couch for the comedians.
Yeah, and have that sense of catharsis. But Pryor was one of the first ones to do that, and initially... He started off as a Bill Cosby ripoff in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah.
I have all of his comedy albums, including like the kind of generic laugh records ones, but all the ones on the Warner.
Mm-hmm.
I've got those on vinyl and on CD.
Nice.
So he's looking for work. There is a line of about 30 people just for a job at a car wash. Which is kind of crazy.
I remember one of the early jokes that Richard Pryor told when he was doing stand-up about Peoria was, it just sounds like a place you don't want to be in. Peoria.
Right. Peoria.
Exactly.
And this is where he almost gets hit by a train. Always be aware of what's going on in train tracks. And that did not look like a stunt double. I don't know how force perspective may have been used in that shot, but that was definitely him riding across.
I'm guessing Richard Donner did use some force perspective. He was always really great at knowing how to make the camera. I love this line coming up here. Random. Get off my face.
Yeah.
Random guy in the bus.
They all somehow flew to the front. He's causing traffic jams. He's listening to a Walkman. Or just an AM radio or something, letting dogs pass in front of him. But did you see the statue that said Bates there?
I missed it.
When he was trying to talk to the white lady. Which, that's not a stretch for Richard Pryor there. I believe he was married 7 times. And he even married one of the women twice. And apparently,
not like in a renewed vows kind of way, I assume.
No. And apparently was open to men as well. It's kind of documented he had a relationship with Marlon Brando. Did you know about this?
Richard Donner Superman connections.
Yeah, there was an article that came out. This was actually kind of big news when it happened, but Quincy Jones was interviewed by Vulture, and his quote was, "Marlon Brando used to go cha-cha dancing with us. He could dance his ass off. He was the most charming motherfucker you ever met. He'd fuck anything." Anything. He'd fuck a mailbox. James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. And these comments went viral, and Pryor's twice wife, Jennifer Lee Pryor, confirmed the story. And actually said it was the 70s. Drugs were still good, especially Quaaludes. If you did enough cocaine, you'd fuck a radiator and send it flowers in the morning. And apparently, she has journals that he used to keep, and he was very open about these kind of relationships and stuff. And she was, I think, trying to get them published or something. I know his son just wrote a book, actually. Like, he did. Literally just wrote a book.
It was just published.
He did a signing in Peoria, I think, yesterday or something.
And he, too, had, with him, I think it was more of regrets and what he called issues. He, I believe, was a cross-dresser in his youth, Pryor's son. And later on found Jesus and found religion.
Where'd he find him?
I think he was in Peoria, actually. He was hiding out.
No shit.
If you don't want to be found.
Son of man.
Peoria is a place
to be. Son of God. Hanging out in Peoria. All right.
But yeah, he said that once he found religion, that he renounced all of his past ways of life.
I used to listen to REM a lot, so I was always losing my religion, but I haven't played that album in a while. So here's Ned Beatty's introduction. And this is actually Ned Beatty's senior photo
right
behind him. It's weird that in your office, you know, you have photo frames. That's normal. But to have a photo of yourself from high school and that be the only photo, that's odd.
Yeah.
And like just the senior picture. There's nobody else in it. I've got pictures of the kids. I don't have a picture of Brianna and I, but if I were to have another picture, that's what it would be. It wouldn't be me.
Be your high school yearbook
photo. Hey, this is me 20 years ago. I'm a senior.
Doing the glamour shot.
Right. Yeah. The like fist under the chin.
Ned Beatty's doing it right now.
Yep.
You know, this movie is how I learned the word litigious.
Oh, okay.
I remember being a kid asking, what does litigious mean? And that's.
Oh, here we go.
Whoever you want, she's busy. Come back about 3 o'clock.
We've got three black cooks. And this scene always made me laugh as a kid.
Yeah, him working as a maid.
Yeah, he's the new cleaning lady.
Lord have mercy, Morehouse done flipped his wig.
Ma'am, I'm the new cleaning lady.
Come on, honey.
Like the,
and then he does the
walk this way.
Yeah. No Aerosmith needed.
The maid in the back was just looking up and down at Richard Pryor like she was checking him out. Like, of course you want to be how is he going to be a cleaning lady?
And here's Morehouse.
Chicken, Mr. Morehouse?
Oh, Mr. Morehouse.
I tried to look at his dick.
Something. Get some trousers on real quick before Mr. Bates sees you, okay?
Okay, Bilbo.
My brother and I say that all the time.
And he just starts tossing the chicken on the plates over their shoulders.
He really can make anything funny. It's just fun to watch him.
Yeah.
You know,
behind the back.
He's the best part of Superman 3. He's the best part of this.
Now, what do you think U.S. stands for? It's not United States Bates, right?
Ulysses S. That's okay. My guess. I wish it were United States Bates.
That rhymes, but it's ridiculous. But so is he. Look at that phone. Is that actually a phone? Good. Okay, there's just a phone next to it. I thought that whole eagle thing
eagle on the,
was
a log.
Yeah.
And anything you want. Anything.
You ever listen to any of Jackie Gleason's records? Okay. He used to put out a lot of like easy listening music for lovers.
Weird.
Like, yeah.
I feel like Jackie Gleason was a weird dude.
Yeah. Oh. He just pulled the whole table to him.
And he's pretty much Trump with a mustache.
Yeah. He is Trump before Trump was a thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's plates are all out of sorts, and this is where Richard Pryor oversteps boundaries.
And everybody's just going along with it because U.S. Bates is in charge, he's at the head of the table, he's the boss, so whatever he wants to do, people just go along with it.
Yeah, and he could just scoot his chair up, but no, he's going to pull the table. Did he just say he's selfish?
I think so.
Sorry, you ex.
No, there's other people got to eat.
And what, he's being rational. Uh-oh.
See, he's the one person that has the nerve to stand up to U.S. Bates. Because, although he works for him, he's very, very much indirectly working. Cover your lip.
Cover your lip. Now, there was a recent documentary that came out. I haven't seen it yet. It was called, I think, I Am Richard Pryor. It was on one of the like cable channels, but I need to watch that. As a kind of student of comedy, you know, and at a very early age, he's Mount Rushmore. No question about it. Mount Rushmore comedy, Pryor and Carlin are like the first two names on my list.
Yeah, Carlin I was pretty familiar with most of his stand-up growing up. I didn't really get into a lot of Richard Pryor's stand-up as a kid, and I've only heard a little bit of it, even as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad owned Carlin albums. He didn't have any Pryor, but I later acquired them all on my own, and was always keeping an eye out for new ones coming through the store that I didn't have yet. And like, oh, yeah, I got a bunch of Red Fox. You know, I've got a lot of those kind of party comedy records from back in the day.
I had a lot of Weird Al, Dr. Demento, and back to Bill Cosby. I had Bill Cosby himself, like the whole thing memorized. Five.
To My Brother Russell with Love, I believe is the name of one of the Bill Cosby records. I've got a lot of his stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you able to listen to Bill Cosby's stuff anymore? Nope, it's totally ruined.
I can't do Bill Cosby, Michael Jackson, Kevin Spacey movies. I really can't watch anymore, especially The Usual Suspects, because it was directed by Bryan Singer, who is also a complete piece of shit, it turns out.
Yeah, I don't know. In some ways, I can somehow decompartmentalize and I can separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes feel guilty about that. But fuck, man, I love me some Jackson 5 songs.
Yeah.
And I hear them every day at work. Like, there's a couple that are in regular rotation. I Want You Back is one of my favorite tracks that I hear at work, and I still enjoy it. And it's like, but then I'm like, well, he was a little kid then.
Right, and he had, like, no control over anything. He was just singing.
But, you know, I love Thriller, too. But he was probably doing stuff in that era.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I can sort of separate the art from the person. I just have gotten to a point that I don't want to.
Right.
So many things have happened. So many people, it turns out, have ended up being kind of complete pieces of shit.
How much of this do you think is improv'd?
I would think that, I mean, if Jackie Gleason was improvising his stuff, I'm guessing
you
Richard
Pryor.
And Donner's not a big fan of improvisation, as we know from Scrooged. He and Bill Murray didn't get along.
Well, and like with working with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Didn't Donner work, or maybe...
That's John Landis worked with Eddie Murphy a lot.
Okay. Oh, this is one of my favorite parts.
I wanted a Wonder Wheel so bad.
Wonder Wheel. Those mannequins are frightening.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. My own strength.
This was part of like a childhood fantasy. Ooh, in television. being in a department store. This looks like a Sears or a JCPenney's type of store. And just being there overnight to just play with everything. I always thought that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Mr. Bates's kid is looking around the store to pick out a toy because he's back from military school. Look at those Migos. I have that Batman right up there.
That's a good camera angle.
Yeah.
I admit it once.
I admit it.
Okay, stop, Wonder Wheel. Nice Wonder Wheel.
This big inflatable hamster wheel. Is that a huge Monchichi? What is that? Do you remember the Monchichis?
I don't.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Really?
Yeah, they look like a monkey rodent.
I remember. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Wuzzles. Yeah, the Wuzzles. That was released by Disney.
Was it?
I used to have a Rhinoki, which was a rhinoceros monkey.
I had an Eluru. It was an elephant and a kangaroo.
And then my sister had Butterbear, which was a butterfly and a bear.
Yeah.
Because it says it right in the name.
Come on, Wonder Wheel, you haven't even been to the zoo.
Wonder Wheel, you I'm guessing, like, most of these lines were improvised.
Oh, there's a Hulk. There's a bunch of Batman ones. See, now I'm noticing things in the background that I never paid attention to. I also probably never watched it on a TV this large.
It was also probably not in Letterboxd.
Yep.
Know what I want.
He likes the Wonder Wheel. Let's blow it up right away. All right.
The black man. Right.
Yeah. What's up?
It's
what
getting
now?
Weird.
He wants one in black, all right? Let's get it.
No.
The black man.
He wants the black man.
I want the black man.
No, no, not today, not now, not never.
Yes.
But he's not a toy. He's trouble. You see the mustache? I asked him to shave that.
That's right.
Mr. Morehouse, I really don't care.
He is one of our cleaning people, Eric.
I want him.
He's not for sale.
Why not?
Because he's a person.
Daddy said anything I wanted, anything
so
in the store.
He's a little version of his dad at this point.
Yeah. He's a little spoiled brat.
Because...
Probably like Donald Trump's kids.
Probably.
Against law, isn't it?
Yeah. It's against the law, isn't it?
Doesn't my daddy make the laws?
Maybe in Louisiana.
Ned Beatty is a great comedic actor, and he's never really recognized for his comedy. He's usually recognized for Deliverance.
That's what I was going to say. You get the one movie reference for Ned Beatty, and that's really about it. And he's been in tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I like how Richard Pryor's still just laying there.
Great as Otis in Superman. He was excellent in Homicide, Life on the Streets.
And another one I like to mention, he was one of the villains in Toy Story 3,
yes,
he was Lotso, and that was a frightening character for Toy Story 3.
What are we talking about, gentlemen?
Well, he's just used to getting his own way.
Yes. You guys are serious.
Yes. Don't jive.
No jive.
If you wouldn't mind.
Ooh, Confederate flag in the back.
That's
in a toy store.
Yeah, I think it's a Dukes of Hazzard.
That makes sense.
Or it's Richard Donner having fun with placement.
And I'm pretty sure it's that. Could be both.
No, as you say, you know.
They're in Dixieland, man.
One of Richard Donner's earliest things he did was he directed the Twilight Zone episode, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, with William Shatner, the plane.
The Gremlin.
And that recently got redone because Jordan Peele.
I have not watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either, but I really want to see it because second episode is Nightmare at 20,000 Feet,
and that's
starring Adam Scott.
Really?
I think that's
the
great
third version of that because John Lithgow was in the film version, correct?
Man, we got to watch William Shatner movie at Drunk at the Movies at some point, I just realized.
Yeah. Get down with the Shat Man. It looks like there's some Shirt Tales stuffed animals on that shelf, too.
I remember Shirt Tales.
That was a horrible, weird edit there. But,
yeah. My name is Jack Brown.
Jack masturbates.
Masturbates.
I remember asking, why did he why laugh when funny? He said that? And my family being like, I don't know. Richard Pryor just laughs at everything.
I don't get right. They just keep plying him with more bills. No.
And I guess the way that you excuse the whole slavery plot point is you let Richard Pryor just be ridiculous.
Right.
And, you know, make a joke out of it by asking for more money. And it makes it a little bit less, I don't know, if offensive is the right word. I mean, it is now. At the time, I don't know if people were necessarily offended or not. I mean, the movie didn't do well when it came out.
It did make money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like an amazing amount. It was released around Christmas of 1982.
I think it made it back like twice its budget.
Yeah, budget of $17 million and it grossed $47.
Oh, okay.
So not quite three times its budget. It did $6 million in its opening weekend.
How's school? How's your math?
Well, they obviously have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I talk to Jackson every day, and sometimes this is all you get out of a kid.
Do you have to come to Six Flags with us?
Certainly not. Do you want Barkley to take it?
I want you.
Isn't Barkley the dog in Sesame Street?
That is correct.
All right.
Big Bird and Barkley and Snuffleupagus. There's Barkley. I'd be fine with Barkley taking me. Barkley's cool as shit.
Yeah, I like Barkley. Not
until you finish. What do you think of Ava Braun over here as his tutor?
Kind of hot for some reason.
Do you have a thing for like militant German women?
No, that's why it's weird that it's hot.
Look at this shit. He's got three pinball machines, a barber shop apparently back behind that corner,
a cowboy mannequin.
Is that a claw machine in the bottom right corner?
Yeah, it looks like it.
And a big wood crate.
Is that there's a boxing robot somewhere around here.
What's going on in here?
The box is talking. She won't give me a hand. How long has he been in there?
I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Help! The box is talking.
The pinball machine is Volcano.
Yeah, the Tommy Lee Jones movie. Help, please. Before it came out. And then that looks like Haunted House.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Hey, is that He-Man? That's a He-Man pinball machine.
Oh, that shit's great.
I'm the new part-time cleaning lady, sir, at the store.
What are you doing in there?
Your son came along and asked them to wrap me up, which they did, in a box. Vips box.
I hope you have a good explanation.
You said anything.
You said anything in the store. Well, he was in the store.
This is back when smoking in front of your children was still acceptable.
Right. Now you just gotta settle for drinking.
Yeah.
But I justify that by showing that you can drink responsibly.
Oh, there's the boxing robot.
Oh, yeah. And there he is. I
packing peanuts.
Loathe packing peanuts. They are... Whoever invented them... I said that, you know, I don't say that I hate people. I'm a very positive person. But whoever invented styrofoam peanuts has a special place in hell reserved for them.
Is that place in hell just full of packing peanuts?
Yes.
That is weighed through packing peanuts?
That stick to you. There is no way Richard Pryor walks away unscathed. He would be covered in those things somehow. We would have packages shipped to the store full of them. And I hate them.
An hourly basis, sir.
I always liked that joke.
Yeah.
What sort of a position?
Call me sir, goddammit.
Call me sir, goddammit. It's kind of like the myth joke in the Muppet movie. Whenever he goes, no, it's a myth. Myth. And then a woman comes off screen and goes, yeah. I don't like
it. I tried it. That just seems like a Mel Brooks joke.
I know. That's why I like it so much, I think.
Go get him, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What's your name?
Brown. Jack Brown.
Look, Brown. I only
what a bland name. Jackson Brown.
And so the rich, racist white guy keeps referring to him as Brown.
Brown, yeah.
He wants to see if you can make me stay. He's a manipulative little bastard. It's a power.
They left out little bastard on the captions there. I like how he's trying to stand just like his dad.
I suggest that I pay you what I pay my reporters for a week. $400.
For babysitting?
Step in my office.
Now, I heard they were kind of hesitant to cast Jackie Gleason, or they weren't sure if he was a good fit because of the age difference.
Between him and his son?
Mm-hmm. But as we well know, rich men be fucking.
Yeah. Especially having kids. Rich men can have kids
with like young wives
because they've got money. And
yep. Oh, there's the Southern rebel flag again. That painting's going to come back.
Yes.
In a memorable scene.
I do remember that.
Is that a geode? That is a huge geode.
Ooh, another Confederate flag. Which is weird because...
Take a drink every time you see a blatant sign of racism. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Richard Pryor puffing on a big metaphorical dick. Which apparently he did a stand-up set and actually said that. Like, I have sucked a dick. Well, all right.
Was that a euphemism for smoking a cigar?
Probably not.
I like him. You'll like him.
Oh, I'm crazy about him already.
I want him to understand that money means never having to say you're sorry.
No, that's love.
That's about the only thing that the kid does understand.
Isn't that the catchphrase from that movie?
An ashtray, you asshole.
Sounds familiar.
That's an ashtray.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That's just a power play.
Well, I love when people refer to somebody as an asshole when it's not even that serious of an offense. Mm-hmm. Like an airplane when one of Jonathan Banks' early roles. Right. It's a quick part in Airplane where he's trying to read where the plane's going to land. And he's like, he's all over the place. What an asshole.
You're not a newspaper man. You're a crook.
Neither, Mr. Bates.
He, didn't ask he wants to work for the Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
He's going to dress up as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
A thousand is highway robbery.
I'd settle for $400 and a job on the Bugle.
There isn't any job on the paper.
Well, nowadays there's not.
No.
Print is dead. I worked for a newspaper in the circulation department for 2 years, and I got out at the right time.
You could just go into broadcast journalism, but that's pretty much dead too,
right?
On the local level.
Yeah. Every job I worked before was a sinking ship, and I was one of the rats to jump off at the right time.
Yeah.
Now I'm in banking. I thought that seemed a little more stable. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
That's not even that crazy of a design.
It's a pretty simple, I mean, I don't want to say simple, but...
For him, maybe, it's something.
I kind of don't get the point of setting up dominoes and then not.
And a mouse trap. Yeah, I agree. That's the whole purpose of them, so you can watch that happen.
It's like getting a puzzle and dumping it out the pieces and not putting them together.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
It's like
bad analogy.
It's like having a pint of beer in front of you and just not drinking it.
Speaking of which,
exactly.
I'm working for U.S. Basis. Not on the paper, no.
What is that Uncle Sam thing back there?
I'm U.S. Basis.
Is it like a Zoltar?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's got a cigar store Indian. That's racist.
Oh, there we go.
I'm his son, Star Harry. He's got a son, and he hired me to be... Oh, he's one of the
in a weird stuffed chocolate bunny in a sexy pose.
That's a snow leopard.
He's wonderful.
Hey, yellow submarine up there to the right.
Oh, nice.
Ask me, just ask.
Back when being on the phone,
holy shit, I would do that for $2,500 a week now. Like with inflation,
yeah,
that's 1982 dollars. Good lord, that's almost our entire lifetimes ago.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd play stupid games with a kid and be a babysitter for that much.
Hello,
yeah. So, do you recognize Fancy?
I do, but I can't remember what else
right.
I've seen her.
So she is still around. What I... Oh, there's a fun scene here in a second.
Yes, there is.
I think it's about ready to happen.
Putting my phone back down.
Yep, I remember that as a kid. That's how breasts move.
Suddenly I want Jell-O.
Yeah. PG, folks.
Oh, no, not Jell-O. What is it? Tits. I mean, I don't want tits, but...
yeah, I'm trying to lose mine. She was a bit player on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. She played the tea time minute lady or something, and her name's like Teresa Ganzel, yeah. I believe. She's now a voice actor, and she has done a lot of Disney movies. Like any Pixar movie, she's listed in the credits as an additional voice. She's pretty much made a career of doing that, which you can kind of hear it.
Yeah, Monsters University, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, I mean, she's all over the place and doing other cartoons and stuff. So
she's got the voice for it.
Yeah, it's very cartoony. And eventually, you're not going to be able to jiggle your boobs forever.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm just going to take a shower.
I mean, we can. The older we get, right. The fatter we get. But
oh, and here comes her little sultry walk with a little look back and a shimmy at the end. See?
That reminds me. I must get my watch fixed.
It makes his nose twitch. So that shows you how many times I watched this as a kid and what that had an effect on me, that I have her walk memorized.
I never got why his nose twitched.
She's watching, Hitler on TV.
Why
racist.
Is she doing that? Oh.
And I think that's his reaction. Like, holy shit, what was she just doing?
I'm guessing that was a bizarre Richard Donner joke.
Yeah. They're driving a hot rod around the house. And this movie was filmed in, like, a real mansion, but, like, this scene wasn't, correct?
Even though the mansion is huge, they had to build sets.
And Barkley.
Do anyway, but...
Oh, that was his dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you all right?
Kids being smart. I should have taken that into account.
Jesus Christ! Are you crazy?
What do you think you're doing? What are you doing? You're making faces. I have to leave the kid alone.
Here's a hat. Now put it on. Let's go.
Chop, chop.
Go. Give him a ticket. Let's go. Put it on. I'm Eric Fink. I want you to give him a ticket. Go give him a ticket. Chop, chop.
There it is.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. What do you mean, give me a ticket?
Is everybody around this house like this? I mean, this normal? This go on every day?
You know how to talk to each other.
He's clean.
Clean, yes. Thank you very much. Well, that's more than the floor is, isn't it? And do you know what was on that floor?
No.
Your dinner.
That was my dinner?
Yeah, Jack and Barkley's chemistry is really quite great. Those two actors work well off each other.
Drive a car down the step.
I don't need one.
He's just drinking a martini.
Right.
It's a fucking o'clock for Barkley.
Is there a jail around here?
You got a jail?
Yeah.
And nobody's ever showed this kid discipline.
And the slammer, mama.
And Barkley was in a bunch of stuff too, like My Fair Lady was a big one. And of course, he ended up as one of those people in tons of TV shows in the 70s.
The music suddenly got very strange and light.
It did.
And almost dramatic.
I don't want this job. I'm going to lose it anyway, so I don't want it.
Is he going to rat him out?
Calm down. What's going on?
It's my fault, sir.
It's my fault, sir.
No, sir, it's my fault.
It's his fault.
It's really.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk and
we're playing a game.
Right, Jack?
Yeah, we were just playing a game.
Yeah, just playing, Daddy.
I was just playing with my black man.
Come on, Jack, let's go play some more of these games.
Why is he always in a bathrobe?
I guess he can be. When you're rich and powerful, you can just walk around in a robe all the time. It's like a dinner jacket?
Yeah, I guess.
I want you to stay.
Oh, those masks are frightening.
Does it mean anything to you that I don't want to stay?
If you're paid enough, you'll stay.
Superman.
It wasn't the question, Eric.
full of Donner's got to get in a
Superman
money.
Reference.
Yep.
Your daddy gives
this kid
you a
would
lot
have
money,
porn,
no
I feel.
Significance here. You understand?
You know?
I think he's supposed to be 9, but he's also rich and spoiled.
Exactly.
So right.
Daddy said I can have what I want. What I want is
my lady.
Spread vaginas.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
My old lady. No,
he can have whatever
lady.
He wants, and he chooses Richard Pryor.
Right?
I would have chosen Fancy.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, hey, Dad, give me your wife.
I want to become a man. I don't know what it is, but I feel this weird feeling. There's a stirring whenever she's walking around.
Well, that even comes up later in the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we just... there's the boxing robot.
Defend yourself at all times.
This is better than Disneyland.
I'm going to go to Disneyland very soon. I will be the judge of that.
Yeah, let us know.
Round one, keep your hands.
Oh, man, when robots were primitive and made out of gutters. Direct hit.
See, today that thing would have AI.
Oh, there's an arcade cabinet in the back and a Pac-Man one back
there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man?
I think it's Miss Pac-Man. That was a lot more
screen.
Prominent. Yeah, he had an HD
projection
before.
Screen in 82.
You all right?
Half the budget was just spent on this. Excuse me, this room. Where's all that shit go when the movie's over?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's recycled back to the set designers or... A lot of times actors just steal shit as a souvenir.
I'd be like, those pinball machines are coming home with me.
Well, no. You're going to give me $25.
I would love saying I'm the king of ghetto hockey whenever I'm playing air hockey with you.
Yeah.
How many bucks going to think of that?
Look, I can deal with my daddy.
You can't deal with me on this because I used to be very good.
Well, I'm pretty good.
That's what you
Let's
think.
Let's say every goal I get, you have to stay another year.
For every goal you
one
get,
year.
That's 1 year.
I wasn't ready.
I don't care.
Come
I
on, get your meat.
That's 1 year.
Well, you can't...
No, when I was a kid, I was so preoccupied with what a spoiled brat Eric is.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize this kid's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's really very good.
And this is his first movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to play anymore. Yeah.
I'm not playing.
You're not playing. Are you going to quit because I was winning? You ain't going to lose.
That's a kid.
I'm not playing anymore, that's all.
We deal with that, too. Jackson hates... playing board games when it doesn't go his way.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what I am. Long
I actually have a lot of friends that are like that.
Yeah. Try I'm trying to tell what those arcade games are. Oh, here comes Fräulein. Frau Blücher.
I feel like she's doing some kind of cosplay and I can't figure out what it is. Like, who's got a white
it's
shirt
like,
and a red necktie?
Orville Redenbacher?
That could be.
Colonel Sanders?
No, Jack!
Actually, maybe the outfit I'm thinking of is just this. I saw this so many times as a kid, I just assumed this is some kind of more popular costume.
Yeah, the bath scene.
Oh, here we go. She loves Hitler, but she's got a thing for the African-American gentleman.
It's a forbidden fruit.
Now, here's the question.
That's a bathtub.
Mr. Brown, I want to put him in a pool, but makes
me think of Trading Places. The USS Eric.
When I wanted a jacuzzi, we had a fart in the tub.
Yeah.
Mr. Bates' collection, and I'm in charge of it. Now, Eric, you get it.
So the question is she attracted to Jack because she's actually attracted to him, or is she attracted to him because she knows that he's essentially a slave, and that is a weird fetish for her?
You shouldn't bathe with another man. But he's not naked, so it's okay.
Perfectly fine.
So now him and Eric are actually having fun being anti-authority together. It
is teaching the kid to rebel.
Yeah. He's like, dude, you have the perfect upbringing to become punk rock.
Oh, no, you don't!
Oh, good God.
No, don't tell me. Let me guess. You're the new second floor sprinkler.
You really should be watching along with us. Like,
and I'm sorry I'm messing up your car.
Fuck.
I didn't think this sort of thing would tickle a grown man.
Richard Pryor is thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I can't make eye contact.
What people will do for money, it's amazing.
PG.
Hmm?
Pretty great.
Hmm.
Oh,
oatmeal on the head in a bucket.
He's gonna make those noises again.
It's one of my favorite parts of Superman 3 is when he's walking through Smallville, Gus, you know, Richard Pryor's character, and he sees these disgusting plaid suits on a mannequin. He just stops and does a double take, and I believe the line as he walks away is just him going, Jesus Christ. It's that or son of a bitch, something like that.
I have Superman 3 on VHS. Oh, Fancy's on screen again. Take a drink every time that happens, because we're going to be quiet anyway.
Take two drinks for every time Fancy's on screen.
That's
one for each eye, because I make eye contact.
There's a lot of... It's a nice hairpiece there.
Oh, your bourbon, my lords. Those are the four best words in the English language.
I bought some bourbon recently. I'm a grown-up now.
Me too.
Took me to 37 years before I bought a bottle of bourbon.
We watched the Broad City series finale, and because it takes place in New York, we decided to have Manhattan's. Oh, Fancy.
Eating soup.
You know why they're having a party downstairs, do you, fellas? Because it's goodbye for you guys. Oh, yeah.
The orangutan.
It's called a rap party. This is all for you guys. It's over. Because they're not going to sell you anymore. They got a new toy to sell now. Called the Jack Brown. Me. The wind-up asshole. Yeah, that's me. I'm taking over all the stores of America next Christmas. That's right. All the kids will be hollering for me. They won't want no teddy bears like you. No, they won't want. And they won't want no sad pandas. And no camels. And no tigers and leopards and lions and dumb rabbits and orangutans. Do you understand me? The kids will want a Jack Brown wind-up.
Mommy,
wind-up.
I want a Jack Brown
wind-up. Mommy, I want a Jack Brown wind-up. Susie has one, and her can play basketball.
I'm guessing this scene had two lines, and then he just ran with it.
Just roll with it.
I sold out the Morehouse, you know. Yeah. My life is over.
My oldest brother won that exact giant stuffed gorilla in Six Flags, actually, that we were talking about earlier, playing a random carnival game.
What the hell is that?
It pees on his foot.
Why would anyone want that?
Jesus! What? Why?
Yeah, exactly.
You think that's funny, do you? Well, what do you think of this? Goodbye!
All my clothes.
More weird music.
He's
We're gonna walk through the rich people dinner party dressed as Spider-Man. Oh, but we gotta run into the German in a bit.
Oh my god! Stop kidding.
That is so annoying when kids do that.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, yes,
now sit down for a minute.
Oh, she's got creepy dolls.
They're in the dryer.
I know.
Is this the 6 years who needs it that one?
Are you brown all over?
You can even call me. I'll jump on top of you. Oh, how disgusting for him to force himself into my room. Go to bed, sister.
Yikes.
Where are you going?
Again, kind of wrong.
Is he brown all over?
Jesus.
Well, I'd be full of surprises.
I was looking for the lounge room.
Two drinks.
Two big drinks.
Laundry room, yes.
Oh, yes, the laundry room. Why don't you just follow me, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, he'll oblige that. So Fraulein. Oh, Jesus.
Attention, please. I just wanted you all to see what U.S. bought his bar today. It doesn't even need batteries.
I wonder if she's got anything that needs batteries.
So now, if any of you are that one of them for your children, I believe we're taking orders.
I'm going to talk to you, Mr. Bates.
Can't you take a joke?
What's going on? I'm embarrassed.
This is the last movie Fraulein was in.
Oh, really?
She was in a movie called Tomcat 1968 playing Girl in Pub and Death Play in 1976 and then this in 1982. That's so weird. It's like every 8 years she gets the desire to be in a movie.
Wait a minute,
and then she just stopped after this. She's like, I've reached my peak.
I always wonder if like they just can't get roles, so once in a while they end up finally getting something, or if it's like you said, every 8 years she was like, I want to be in a movie again.
Yeah. I bite my thumb at you.
I thought it in your general direction.
That's a Shakespearean thing. So, technically, Richard Pryor was the first black Spider-Man on film.
Yeah.
Before Miles Morales, there was Richard Pryor.
You know.
Oh, sorry, Jack Brown.
Such a conspiracy.
Jack Brown was the first black Spider-Man.
I shouldn't say conspiracy. It was such a tragedy when it was rumored that Donald Glover was going to be Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, when they were doing...
Honestly, I loved
his cameo.
He was one of my favorite parts of Solo. Him as young Lando.
He was probably...
Killed it!
That is my favorite part of that
movie. I want to see Donald Glover do Colt 45 commercials.
I would argue it's the only part of the movie that I like, possibly. But also his cameo in Spider-Man Homecoming, where he just plays the, like, stone guy getting in his car.
Yep. See ya. But he locks him out and he turns on the alarm. Why does an alarm go off after somebody leaves?
Yeah.
Open the door, you little shit. Oh, we're going to have wet tits here in a minute.
That's 10 drinks.
I think, you finish your drink. And then she gets on top of the table and, like, starts grinding on it like Tawny Katane in a Here I Go Again video.
Well, I'm just going to have to go after that scene.
I had my first orgasm watching this movie. No, probably not.
She starts throwing the sod.
But this is definitely one of those movies that...
Negro? What? I never noticed that as a kid. He called him Negro.
And he has
probably on drugs?
He's got a cannon on his front. Yeah, you know. Probably some crackhead got hold of the wrong stuff.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yeah. Oh, why is there a fuse box right inside the foyer? That seems like an odd... Oh, wow. That is elaborate.
That's pretty futuristic fuse box.
I don't even know what all my switches go to. Why is she covering up?
I don't know. Everybody else is using it to cover their head. What's wrong with her? She lights a cigarette.
Well, think about it. She doesn't have brains, but she's got... Oh, there we go. Yeah. But yes, this is another movie that just made all 80s young men very hypersexual.
And that the disc I was talking about, you had to flip sides. You couldn't watch it all the way through. It was always, you know, flip the side and watch the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
This was the beginning of the second side.
No shit.
She says, electrical system, I'm sure, and then it goes to black.
I just, that seems so...
primitive?
Well, just, like, it would take you out, like, oh, gotta flip the movie.
Oh, totally,
like,
yeah.
With an album, I get it, because usually it's like... they stage it that way to where it can be.
But with the movie, you have to just find the best moment within those few minutes.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, okay, take a break.
Then again, this is before the days of home theater systems. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s when this thing was invented.
But now it's the opposite because, like, CDs and all music is streaming. So you can have, like, just the whole thing is supposed to be played all at once there. Wasn't there a Nine Inch Nails album that was just one track and it was like super, super long? And then it's like you do those on vinyl, it doesn't quite translate as well. Oh, he's wanting to get freaky with his lady. But
speaking of his lady, she is played by Annazette Chase and they worked together in The Mac. Not a lot of people are familiar with The Mac. It's
no.
I actually haven't seen it yet either. I'm only familiar with it because of True Romance, because it's mentioned when Christian Slater is talking to Gary Oldman.
Gotcha.
And Gary Oldman says in his weird voice, what was his character's name? Anyway, he's like, I mean, I don't know why you're talking to me. We got titties up on the screen. And he's like, the reason I'm not looking at the TV is because I've seen it. It's The Mac, starring Richard Pryor.
I do own a lot of Richard Pryor's movies. I mean, we mentioned one of them last episode, Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars, the baseball movie. But he only did, I'm trying to think, it wasn't like tons of movies, because he had a lot of TV appearances like later in life when he had become, you know,
the comedy god that he is.
Right.
The cast of SNL, the not quite ready for primetime players, all wanted to have a scene with Richard Pryor, because he was, I believe that was the first SNL, was the Richard Pryor
one that he hosted. Honky. Dead honky, that one.
It's one of the best skits.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason they did that skit, Chevy Chase was really upset that he didn't have any scenes with Richard Pryor. So he, like, fought for that, that role and that scene. And apparently those two didn't get along real well.
Because
Chevy Chase doesn't get along with anyone. And so that's why the comedy is so intense. The intensity is so funny, because they're actually trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, Bingo Long is actually the first movie of his, chronologically, that I've seen. That was from 76, and then like after that it was Car Wash, Silver Streak.
Not about Car Wash.
Grease Lightning, Which Way Is Up, The Wiz, Muppet Movie.
Mm-hmm. He was hilarious in The Muppet Movie. He pretty much played a crack dealer.
Stir Crazy, Bustin' Loose, The Toy, Superman 3, Brewster's Millions, JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling. Critical Condition is the one that doesn't get mentioned much.
Yeah.
And then Moving, See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Which was great. I mean, a little bit offensive to...
Just him and Gene Wilder together was fantastic.
Their chemistry was just
excellent. Those three movies. And then Harlem Nights. You know, we mentioned Eddie Murphy earlier. They had a great film together. And that, honestly, that was like his last real movie that people remember is Harlem Nights. So his film career really only stretched from like 76 to 89. It was pretty
and a lot
pretty
of that
short
was
career.
The it was multiple sclerosis, right?
Yeah, he got MS,
and you could see it affecting his health by the time he was in his last few movies.
Yeah, Harlem Nights, it's definitely noticeable.
Yeah, same with See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
And he was one of the strongest voices of comedy and was eventually left without a voice, which is such a tragedy.
I watched, I was flipping through, I must have been a kid. He was on Oprah, and he was very near the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke down in tears because she did almost a This Is Your Life presentation of just people who knew him coming back and saying hi to him. And they gave him this great, you know, sort of tribute to his career. And he just broke down in tears and kept saying, I don't deserve this, I don't deserve this. Because at the end of his life, he was looking back with a lot of regrets.
Yeah.
He did make some...
lifestyle...
Some poor decisions.
Yeah. Oh, and this is it. He's going to spank a kid. He's going to spank a white child.
Giant whippy cushion.
Oh, that's a baseball glove chair, which I always thought was cool.
Yeah.
Nope, he can't do it.
What's wrong?
Spank that child.
What the hell did you pick me for?
You made me laugh. Wanted a friend who made me laugh.
Of all the things in the store, you wanted a friend. If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend. You earn a friend, you know, with love and trust.
I mean, it's nice little moral, but
sentiment,
not really how slavery worked.
Right.
They weren't about friendship.
Right. If you want me to pick your cotton, just ask me nicely. That's all I'm waiting for.
Have you watched with Bob and David on Netflix, the Mr. Show reunion?
I started it and I have not finished it.
They have a revisionist history joke where a filmmaker makes a movie about slavery and how it was misinterpreted because they didn't treat them that poorly. And in the movie, you know, the fake trailer for the movie that they make for the episode, the guy's like giving a slave a coupon for a free hug. That's his payment. Like,
well, he's getting one right now.
Yeah, there we go.
And he got an I love you, which, from what we can tell, he's probably never said to his dad.
I feel like I'm watching Stanley Spadowski's Clubhouse.
You get to drink from the fire hose
and wine.
Actually, the third episode of Drunk at the Movies.
Yeah.
Featuring Daryl and Groucho that revisited on the Uncle Buck episode.
What? Why would you do something wrong?
This also makes me think of Adam's Family.
That one has not been done yet.
Great movie. Both of them were actually
Adam's
fantastic.
Family Values.
Yeah. I liked them both.
I prefer the original.
About the new one coming out?
I read a little something.
I'm actually excited about it. I'm a huge Addams Family fan.
I used to own the original series on DVD, and then I sold it on Amazon when I got divorced.
I've still got it.
With John Astin, who I love him from Mr. Boogity.
Heaven forbid. Did you see Bride of Boogity? There was even a sequel.
Oh, I own it. I made her watch, her being Brianna, my girlfriend. We do a Disney podcast called Dishing Disney. We did a Mr. Boogity episode, and I told her, I know how much you enjoyed that. Well, next year, we're doing Bride of Boogity, so we will be watching that.
John Astin was also the game show host in the first scene of European Vacation, where he very creepily kisses Audrey,
who's, pig in a poke.
A teenage girl.
Yeah. This is a scene I remember very vividly, too. Well, partially, I think, because I think I watched this with my dad, and I didn't understand it. But my dad owned piranhas in his early 20s. He had piranhas in a fish tank, and he had to explain what this meant. And I was like, why would you own those?
From what I understand, this is a myth that... myth?
Yes?
That piranha actually attack humans like this. Like, yeah. If you were to be attacked by a school of piranha...
He turns into Jesus. He's going to run on water here. Look at that.
It's actually some pretty decent sped-up film effect.
Yeah. It's missing Yakety Sax. That, I mean, that's an 80s look, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, now he just looks like a metalhead.
With a cowboy hat. Got your word again. The murderers! Shut up! Oh, Morehouse is drunk.
Drunk Ned Beatty.
What the hell is that?
Oh, is that Wild Turkey?
Oh, dueling banjos and Yakety Sax sound a lot alike. I didn't notice that until you just mentioned both within 1 minute. So we should do is a dueling Yakety Sax.
That would be fun. You had
a difficult moment. I don't know why we should do it. Like, either one of us plays the banjo.
I feel like Fancy should be on an episode of Benny Hill.
Why? He's pushy, Eric. He insisted on shaking hands with your father.
So what?
He has very sweaty hands. Very sweaty hands. Your father said...
Get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
Said, take a hike, bozo.
Hurt a man because he has sweaty hands?
No, he made me do it.
This is where Eric is finding out that his dad's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding Jack's hand.
That's weird.
Yeah. Ebony Ivory. Fishing is, much safer to do drunk than hunting.
Yeah, it's probably the safest drunk sport.
We'll tell God. We're gonna say, hey, God, life's unfair!
Even golf requires driving, so.
Ha ha. Tough titty.
What about mentioning titty? Is that one or two drinks?
We're not fuck it. Doing a
newspaper, remember? Yeah. We can interview Fancy.
Yeah, do that.
And everybody.
They wouldn't tell us. That was everybody.
Right. We can talk to Cook 1, Cook 2, and Cook 3. Reporters make people. She's sassy. I really like Cook 2. She knows how I like my mashed potatoes and gravy. We're gonna start a
newspaper today. Or was it Cook 3? I don't know.
Yeah. They have a pontoon boat.
I
want to be
the editor. I wanted stilts.
Really?
This movie as a kid.
Scoop. Shut up before I let you go. So, my friend from high school, Josh Berardi, we were on publications together when I should have been doing more journalism instead of doing a study hall. I just strictly did yearbook instead of the newspaper. And we worked on that and we called each other Scoop. I don't know why. It was just an inside joke. And we still continue it to this day. Anytime it's one of our birthdays on Facebook, it'll be like, happy birthday, Scoop. It's been 20 fucking years and we're still doing this stupid bullshit.
It was because of this movie?
I don't, that's where I got it from. Yeah. So. Jackie Gleason's getting jealous of a black man and not from the size of his dick.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Hey, wait, Scoop.
That scene might have been deleted.
Scoop, I'm going to take your picture. Take
your picture for the paper. Okay. All right. Say cheese.
Cheese.
My parents had a camera like that.
It's like you can't do that on television.
He said, I don't know.
You're in for it.
Is that like cream of wheat?
I feel like "you're in for it" is a phrase that didn't stick around. Yeah. Like, it's a very dated phrase.
More huge power wheels.
Cool.
Bat. What is it? I couldn't even read what the name on that.
If you know somebody's letting you win, there's no chance you won.
Right.
You cannot make the argument that you won.
Did you have a power wheel? I only had a big wheel.
I did
which
not.
Which is not motored.
Yeah, that was motorized. Run by pedals, correct?
Correct. It's all in the legs, baby.
I didn't need power wheels or a power wheel because my friend Mike had one, and I would just take his. Because I found out they weren't that fun.
The one that was awesome when we were kids was the Bigfoot.
Yep.
See, you know. And we're not talking Sasquatch, folks. We're talking the king of the monster trucks. I got my picture in front of Bigfoot or one of the big feet. I found out there were multiples, and it was like at some auto dealership or something. Like, come see Bigfoot. Here's a question.
Is the plural of Bigfoot big feet or big foots? Kind of like Batman. The plural is Batman's, not Batman.
Not Batman. Batman well. The tick.
Man, jogging clothes were ridiculous.
What are you talking about? I wear that every morning. I got up this morning at 5:30 a.m. and I ran into 22 mile an hour winds wearing that. You never point a cannon at your dick, Richard.
No.
Oh, wait. He's talking about fucking.
And he is walking up to the cannon as though it's a giant phallic.
And writing it.
Phallic symbol, whatever it's called.
Is this a hypothetical question or is there a lady involved?
Fancy.
I hope so.
Somebody go to your school?
I have boys at my school, dummy.
Google her name and nude. You're welcome.
Megan.
You like her?
Oh, I gotta go back and find her name again.
Stupid parties with them all the time.
You're not gonna hear me talk for a little while.
That's all right.
It's important.
Next time you have a stupid party.
1980s Dustin was very happy with what he saw.
You take her by the hand, gently. Kind of pull her to you.
And then
you
jump on her bones.
Jump on her bones.
Oh, come on, Jack.
Wait a minute, you serious? No kidding around?
No.
Oh, no, why don't you call her up? Take her out.
On the telephone.
Buy her a puppy. Get her some ice cream. Play tiddlywinks.
What's funny is the expression she has on this picture is exactly what I want to do. But my brain.
Yep.
Aren't you sure how much
and something else is doing that right now.
Millionaire Club.
Why won't anybody tell me?
Hey, I was just kidding, man.
What's going on?
Because
there were multiple pictures. It wasn't just the one.
Oh, no, I knew it was going to be a while.
Be nice to her. Tell her how you really
I missed
feel.
The,
take a chance.
Do you mate question?
They don't like that song. This woman really likes
sometimes I just get mad and I punch myself right in the crotch.
She look in your face, check out your eyes. I bet she'd really like you if you showed her what you were made of.
I feel like
money. You know I'm mean? Made of money.
Right. Love don't advice from Richard Pryor wouldn't go so well.
Yeah, he's been married 7 times. Well,
sure
not at
heart,
not
made of.
Filming time, but
made of a lot. Yeah.
He just keeps saying what you're made of. Well, like I came. From cum.
Yeah,
I'm from my dad's
like
balls.
Carbon?
Yeah.
You'll go nuts.
They're nuts.
My nuts are on the back of your head.
Leave their nuts out of this.
You know that physical love is the easy part. The hard part is loving somebody with your heart.
On.
Okay.
That's the hard
part. No, the hard part's
what's
your
the hard part?
Boner.
I love her with my heart.
On.
Well, do you ever tell her that? Do you ever tell her, I love you with all of my heart?
He turned Italian.
Yeah.
That I love her with all my heart.
And then you.
That music sounds. Speaking of Twilight Zone, the movie.
If you were a passerby in the park right here,
I'd be calling the cops.
Yeah. And a tickle fight with a little child's legs wrapped around his head.
I just love it.
Speaking of legs wrapped around your head, Fancy's back.
I'm going to show Eric how to do an interview and to put the interview...
Right now, I hate the centerpiece of that table.
Use this camera to take pictures.
Yeah, and those two wine glasses.
All right, so, like, her voice is really annoying, but I really want to hear what it sounds like when she comes. Just for, like, scientific research. Tell us how you and your wife met.
I know her voice is meant to sound annoying, helium-y. But it's that weird, like, cute, sexy annoying.
It's like Betty Boopish. It's
yeah.
Not like everybody doesn't know already.
But Southern.
Around here.
Which I like.
But the boy.
Yeah, I'm rarely attracted.
It's the right kind of Southern.
Yeah, I'm normally not into that Southern Belle accent at all. But when you mix it with annoying, screechy voice, somehow it's adorable. Or maybe... it's her tits. And I'm just looking for right. additional reasons.
Maybe.
Because two aren't enough.
Look at that shrimp cocktail. Oh, wait, they have a white cook lady?
Go ahead, sugar.
Well, U.S. was on his way home from Colorado.
And this is how they met.
Mm-hmm.
This is their meet cute.
She's yeah. in a loony bin in Colorado Springs.
What I was doing in Colorado is irrelevant.
Where I might be shortly, I think it's real relevant.
You know, I don't believe you know how to tell a story. She was a little bitty thing.
I'll tell the story. Little, I tell the best stories.
Little bitty thing.
Scared. Right.
So that means they were
a kid.
They were purchased. Those don't move like they were purchased.
No, they don't.
I've seen enough in they my don't. Day.
Especially in 82.
Those are real.
Wasn't advanced enough.
When she was on that weird vibrating board thing. Those were authentic.
I remember she was wearing some kind of rayon-like uniform. Hardly covered on.
Do you still have that?
Some kind of metal things on the front.
Oh, propellers.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what they were?
Propeller tassels.
Is that what they were?
God, I wish it were a gold ring.
The place was called the Flyby, and that the motif was airplanes. You mean all this time you didn't know my little metal things were propellers? You're the one who doesn't know how to tell a story. U.S. comes through that door like the Archangel Gabriel.
Oh, she's religious? I'm out.
We just won't talk about religion. We'll just never talk about it.
It's ruined.
And then he give me new boots. And a mink coat, and a pink continental, and a charge card Aunt Neiman's. And I swear, if you don't believe in prayers, miracles, all you gotta do is look at me. I mean, I am living proof.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What did your boobs black feet for?
Great question. I like how he was laughing before he even got that out.
It's a great spit take because it's not an actual spit. It's just a choke.
Right. But, yeah, again, what did your boobs look like before?
Take a
yeah, we're we refilling. Fancy's been on screen a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. That's plenty.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're going to get more
yes,
fancy.
Yes, we are.
Hit the button on the left of the desk drawer.
Oh, he knows all about it. This is where
Masturbates.
Oh, and there we go. Well, that's fun. It's like one of those ink pens. Do we see Bush? Oh, yes, we do. This is probably the first pubic hair.
You know what? It definitely is for me.
Yeah.
Spoiled sport.
Father's very strange. I'll take the picture.
Okay, duck.
Yeah, see, this is why Richard Donner had the Confederate flag in the picture before, I'm guessing, is because it was right behind Jackie Gleason. Now that Jackie Gleason's not in the office, we see an American flag behind Richard Pryor.
I think that
Richard Donner is...
Oh no, the dominoes again. All right, so... Well,
my dominoes just went down.
Yeah, it did. at least we're seeing that they're doing something, because I was just thinking, why is he spending so much time on his dominoes when he's got other things he could be playing with?
He does that when he's spent.
Yeah.
And you let that black man serve.
I used to help my grandma doing this shit, like stuffing envelopes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I would get a few bucks when I spent the night.
Can I take your picture?
Oh, well, sure, Fritz. Come on, let me get fixed.
Now then. I was employed. What was I talking about?
I once also started a South Pekin newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
On a typewriter. Like, I'm fucking old school, man.
Like Hunter S. Thompson typing it out.
Yeah. My sister and I, we were going to report the news in town. And I remember the headline. There was a deer that was spotted a street over from us. Deer don't roam around South Pekin.
So this is, what, you were like 10?
Oh, yeah, I was a little kid. But my mom had a typewriter because, you know, like most women in the 80s, at one time she thought that might be something she needed to do for a job.
My parents had one, too.
But, yeah, like I totally clack, clack, clack and typed out a newspaper.
The first comedy script I ever wrote was on, for sketch, was on a typewriter.
Yeah.
When I was, I think, 11.
All work and no play makes Seth something something.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was 5 pages of that. So, while we've been talking about Fancy, they've been talking about starting a newspaper.
Yeah, and they're gonna uncover the news about his dad.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, dude.
So Jack has had quite the influence on young Bates.
What? Well, we need a press, don't we? It's the only press in town, isn't it?
We're gonna go run this at.
Yeah, it's gonna irk him.
Damn the man. There, he can't even break in.
Were you ever a thief?
Shut up. This is another line that I quote
black,
that people never get. So you had the key? You had the key? Why didn't you tell me you had the key?
Come here, grab this, take this. You know why? I've got the key.
You got the key? If you had the key, why didn't you tell me you had the key?
Because you didn't ask.
I didn't.
Hello.
Evening.
Evening.
He's the king of funny sound effects without... overdoing it. Like
Jack, we really could put on
I like it's Jim a lot Carrey of, but it's sort of like a subdued Jim Carrey, and it's wrong. Also I think there's more diversity. He's got a more versatile kind of comedy.
If I had to compare it to anything, it's Homer Simpson-esque. Dan Castanella.
Yeah.
Homer does a lot of those. Oh, shit.
Police department, please.
Wait, was that Richard Donner?
With his coke hat. It could have been. Newspapers aren't like this anymore. You don't get the... it's all digital, kind of, and then it gets converted. And it's called The Toy. That's the name of the paper.
That's it!
Let's get on it! Put your hands
over it! You can't arrest me!
Slim Shady.
Yeah. My name is, The Toy.
These are big rolls of toilet paper.
Man, I'm having flashbacks to my job at the Times.
And one of his gang came up and stuck one of guns in my rib.
What a dirty sucker.
That dirty sucker. What is that a picture of on her desk? What? He's making them noises again. Oh, wow. We have a lot of cops coming over this way.
Some kind of problem?
What is he up to?
His jacket's had a comeback recently.
Oh. He's being forced out of there.
This random wino.
Yeah.
Getting a free break.
All I need is $10. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And here we go. Yeah. fired for sweaty hands. I still think they should have used the other picture of Fancy. And they're just giving it out.
It was a weird random shot of the Amtrak.
So usually when you see people handing out papers, they want a donation.
Yeah.
Nope,
just free.
No, I went to a Peter Gabriel concert in Chicago once, and there were people handing things out. And the shows I'm used to going to, I thought it was a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grabbed it as I walked by, and the guy got mad at me because I didn't give him money. And I'm like, dude, you handed it to me.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for this. Like, here, take it back.
Right.
Like, I just thought a flyer, whatever. Like, I'm not going to get harassed that I didn't give money to whatever homeless thing that you're trying to sell papers for, which I'm skeptical of because I'm me. Look at that photo on the Spain.
That's a French
flag. That was the French flag?
Yeah, I think
red,
so.
Red, white, and blue and stripes. Uh-oh. He's got a full-scale model of something there behind Beatty. Jack Brown, sir.
Is it Bates Industries?
Yeah. Probably should be made out of dominoes. No. It's a mall.
Hmm.
Trump Tower. What the fuck? Master Bates.
Right. Are you sure?
I do want to mention, it's not going to get played on the show, but I almost considered it as our closing credits song. Mindless Self-Indulgence has a song called Masturbates. Come in. Listen to it. Enjoy. You're welcome. Nothing but sweat inside my hand. Which could tie back to the guy with sweaty palms that got fired.
Now I've got Dancing with Myself stuck in my head.
Billy Idol. Another song about masturbation.
And sweat.
She Bop. Cyndi Lauper.
Yep.
Female ode to masturbation. I think Britney Spears even had... Oh, Touch My Hand. That's what it was called.
No, I thought it was Oops, I Did It Again.
Nope. That
was about wetting the bed.
I had a porn called Oops, I Swallowed Again. How do you oops that? Like, eh?
I mean, there had to be some intent. I mean, I would hope.
I'm here to do one job. Two jobs, sorry. One.
And take names.
In reality, any one of these people with a little persuasion.
Does he have a hairpiece?
It looks like it.
Yeah, it kind of does. Much better than the other guy that I called out earlier, but it does look like a hairpiece.
Take your pants down.
What? Whoa. I want to suck your dick.
Take your pants. Speaking of swallowing,
right here
on Deliverance, you got F'd in the A. I'm just gonna S your D.
I have to. Well,
now squeal like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ned Beatty,
and he's so eager to do it. And Richard, look at the disgust on Richard Pryor's face.
That's reality.
And the kid really is confused right now. Is he peeing? That was a pee face.
If I were in that situation and I were Richard Pryor, I'd stand up and just take my pants down too.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? I feel for that guy.
It's
just to make you look like an asshole.
It's a no pants party.
Yeah.
Your hand.
In marriage.
Oh no, don't sell out, Richard. Jack. Oh, he did. Now the kid's sad.
Is that bad out there? Bruce?
Ned Beatty is going to have a couple stiff drinks when he goes home tonight. He's going to drink fish.
Yeah.
That's my boat. Oh.
Hey, now.
Ned Beatty ruined the dominoes.
Now he's going to get fired anyway. Took his pants down and he's going to get fired.
I'm so happy about getting a job. Come on, Monday morning, my father's going to...
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
treats people like nothing, Jack. Come on, didn't you read our paper?
Is there anybody out there?
See it now.
Yes.
Headline. Jack Brown sold out today to U.S. Bates.
The kid is calling him out on selling out.
Man, starved to death?
It's kind of funny.
What do you think, I can feed myself on high ideas and principles? Well, I can't.
But you're world class.
Got your head in this American dream, man, and it works for you. I don't blame you.
The American dream doth arose.
Things like truth, justice, and the American way just do not work for me, okay?
That's Superman, yeah.
It's a grown-up world, and I'm playing grown-up games.
Well, you could have come to Houston with
like,
me.
Like Naked Twister. That's a grown-up game.
It's my friend.
Naked Crisco Twister, even better.
Oh, shit. That's taking things to a whole new level.
I am your friend, Eric.
Oh, I know he's mimicking what Jack is doing.
It's the Jack Brown wind-up.
Father figure.
Oh, what is going on here? Ziggy Piggy. They have a quarter. Oh, Clan Watch is here. I forgot this is where the like Grand Master of the KKK shows up.
Right, and they have the pudding fight.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Kind of the best joke in the movie.
You remember Terry Gay? Right? Terry Gay.
Now that's a hairpiece. You look good enough to
eat. Wait, where?
The dude?
No, he said you look good enough to eat.
Oh.
Like she's hungry?
No, she's thirsty.
Sheesh. He's like, well, your secretary looked much better.
Is that Clint Howard? The guy holding the baby?
I'm just waiting for these guys to start singing in a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought when I saw him on camera.
Bates. Master Bates. No, not Clint Howard.
No, nope, just a shitty extra.
I can take care of it myself. By the way, this is Eric.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Did he put his thing on you? Do you two mate? Yeah. I heard that's how it's done. Oh. Fancy's back. Fancy, don't let me down. Why isn't she wearing that outfit with the stripy things like she should be using a gondola?
She's got to stand out.
Venice. Oh, he's a sailor. You know, these old-line Democrats don't normally support us young liberals. Wait, they're liberals? The KKK are liberals?
They're Dixiecrats.
If they knew this was a fundraiser, we'd be here all alone.
Oh, we wouldn't want that.
Pardon me.
Wait, what offense did you commit?
Oh, U.S., you remember my good buddy and fellow Klan member Clancy?
Oh, shit, Jesus. They're just right out saying it.
Yeah. See, I didn't know what the Klan really was what you're doing when I saw this as a kid.
Democrats don't know or support us. I mean, not in the open.
See, I didn't grow up in the Pekin area.
So, Bates is a Democrat?
They knew this was a fundraiser.
Yeah, he's a Dixiecrat, because he's, you know, he's all about union, he's all about people sticking together, but only white people. Like one of those cops looks like Dan Aykroyd.
Gleason's drunk.
Yes, sir.
And make it good.
He was like staggering around there.
Hang on to your seat.
There we go. Jack Brown wind up gonna spice things up.
Wind up asshole.
Yep.
What are you doing here, you asshole?
I love that delivery. You asshole.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Senator, you know who you're taking a picture with?
That's a grand wizard.
Who? The grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's going to surprise a lot of people I know who voted for you. And he's going to get a lot of mileage out of that picture in Washington, ain't you, Mr. Bates?
You're fired.
You in trouble with the FCC or the IRS or the FBI, Mr. Bates?
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Music, everybody dance.
Everybody dance now. Bang. How many of these cars does he have? This is like the fifth or sixth different one I've seen.
Yeah.
It looks like the Pennzoil NASCAR that God damn it. Sterling Marlin, I think, used to drive. I don't know why I know that. My dad liked NASCAR. I used to watch NASCAR on Sundays to help put me to sleep. I think it started my love affair with ASMR. The sound of the cars like
the Doppler effect of an engine.
It made me tired. Bob Ross. Oh, panty shot. This isn't a John Hughes movie.
I remember this scene very well for a lot of reasons.
When did they do that to Fancy? Oh, there goes the Grand Wizard. Rosa Parks.
Didn't get that joke.
No, did not.
I didn't get any of the Ku Klux Klan stuff. I didn't know why they were.
You want me to get
party.
Off here? Oh, into the chocolate pudding.
Yum.
Because it's brown.
I mean, if you've got to be embarrassed.
Al Jolson. The white
Sing
comedian
Mammy.
Who used to do blackface. That wasn't even the right side of the pie.
The flowers are still standing.
Oh, we're having fun here. Fräulein. Ah, oh, Fancy got...
Fancy got a cream
she
pie.
She got it all... She, oh, yes, she did. All over. He's fine. Why are you faking?
Why, you nitwit.
I think it's actually meant to sound like Yakety Sax a little bit.
Oh, let's get out of here. Here comes golf cart.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the cross. It works.
Is it burning?
Come on, Jack, hurry up.
Oh, shit. Was that a stunt double? I didn't pay attention to his face when he got... He actually steers away from... into a swimming pool full of balloons. Fancy, jump in and save him. And just now they're filled with helium.
Yeah,
they weren't
suddenly.
Before. Oh, I realized I can't swim.
Right.
Oh, that's a stereotype. You dirty son of a bitch.
Come on, Jack, get him!
This is reminding me of a Joe Walsh album cover.
And a Nirvana album cover.
Yeah, that too. Thank you. Oh. And so we're clothed in...
If the guy can't swim in a pool, why does he have a pool? Love this. His knees buckle, so he has to hit on himself.
The house, Mr. Bay, please help shoot me. No, my mom, the house,
he is pointing it at him.
For those not watching along, he was just cleaning his gun, and Jack walked in the room, and so he turned to look at him, and Jack thought he was going
to
shoot him.
Hey, to be fair, cleaning a gun can be dangerous. Somebody that we were supposed to graduate with died because her brother shot her while cleaning a gun. At least that's the story.
I forgot about that.
Elizabeth Bishop.
Yeah, all right. It all sounds familiar,
it was like
but I never
sophomore
would have thought about
year,
it.
I think.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't ask me how it happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he won't talk to me. He's your son. He loves you. I mean, you gotta hug him. You mean... physically? Have you ever let your son sit?
I do wonder how well these two got along. It seems like they have good chemistry. It seems like they're doing all right.
Yeah.
That happens with a lot of actors that you find out later on. They hated each other.
But after hearing how he was with the kid, you know, maybe
it's hard
they
to tell.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad. Let's sit down. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Pops. How you doing? Boy, I had a great time all year.
They're then role again, playing.
That was just Scott Schwartz's memory of it. Maybe because he was a kid, he has kind of a warped memory. Maybe Jackie Gleason was kind of jokingly like, you know, hey,
And here comes Fancy.
Elias.
Oof. Oof.
Elias?
You ass.
You kinky little devil, you.
Oh, she wants a three-way.
For inspiration, Richard Pryor pretended he was Marlon Brando.
Yeah. She was mad that she wasn't involved.
Yeah. She at least wanted to watch.
Finger cuffs. That's from another episode. No, we haven't done Chasing Amy. Oh, I'm gonna go home on my bike. See ya.
Peace.
Deuces.
That's a weird goodbye.
Yeah.
They're like best friends, essentially.
Another one.
Richard Pryor is not a good bike rider.
That tie is horrible.
Yikes.
Why is his tie tack so high? You put the tie tack at the bottom, right?
I don't know.
I wear a tie every day. Tie tack goes towards the bottom, not the top. Eric, that's just weird.
I can tie a Windsor knot. That I can do.
That's fun. It's the British way.
That is the most sarcastic. That's fun. I've ever heard. That's fun.
I tie my ties once.
And then you do the loosen.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
I get clip-ons. It's a clip-on Windsor.
My mom bought me a tie recently, and it was a clip-on, and I was like, do you even know me?
He says you don't have any friends. He also says you know two kinds of people. Ones that owe you, and ones you owe.
All right, I've heard enough about Jack. Right. That's it.
You don't know Jack. That was a game.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
I loved that game.
I was really good at that game. What happened to that? Is it an app now? I feel like it should be an app.
Versions of it, too.
I'm going to look on the app store.
Hey, how about you and me going to Europe together?
What about Fancy?
You to go back to campus,
I heard they have
again?
Nude beaches.
We'll go to London. Paris,
not in the winter.
Rome.
You don't know Jack is not an app. That well, feels like a nice wasted trip. Opportunity.
Yeah, that should happen. You know what else should happen? I think that Lego should do an emoji app. Call it like Legoji or something, where it's like you can, you know, kind of like Bitmoji, but with Lego characters. You can personalize
them. The storm we're concerned about seems to be moving to the southwest, so I don't think there's really any problem. Mr. Bates, Eric!
Oh, Mr. Bates, Eric.
Eric!
Little kid, whatever your name is.
Yes. Child.
And he runs into a propeller and dies.
And end scene.
An end movie.
Oh, we're in the projects.
I forgot how abrupt Act 3 is. Okay. It just happens, and then dart to the head.
What? Running away? What is that running away?
You
what?
Said you'd feed me grits. I want to know what collard greens are.
He's wearing modern-day hipster clothes.
It's collard greens.
Now, listen to me. I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I don't like this mean game you're playing with your old man. I mean, he's reaching out to you. He's trying. He's making an effort. You're not. I know you're a better person than that. Hey, give the man a break.
I have a shirt like Richard Pryor is wearing, but it's black.
I do, too, actually. Or did. Yeah, that whole shoulder... button thing.
The extra buttons.
I didn't realize that was as that was a thing in like 82.
I don't have the condom pocket on my arm, but
do you put yours in your wallet so everybody knows when you pull your wallet out?
Fuck that. I don't use birth control. That's the woman's job.
I don't use wallets. That's you gotta have money to have a wallet and like credit cards and shit.
You wanna know what's in my wallet? Coupons for sport clips and my debit card. Oh, there he is.
I want you to go do what's right, Eric.
Oh, so that's how it is.
In their family.
He just kissed that black man.
Love him. You need him. You gotta tell him. Okay?
Oh.
If ever two people needed each other, it's you and your father.
And if your stepmom wants to get freaky... You know my number. I'm open to things. Your dad could just watch in the corner.
You know,
seems into that whole cuck type of thing.
Right. He could be. That could be his secret fetish.
And I love you. He's the original Master Bates. OG Master Bates.
I mean, is it technically masturbating if other people in the room are having sex? You're kind of involved if they want you there.
It depends on where the cum ends up, I think.
I think it depends. I think that's where it all comes down to.
Like,
that's your answer to everything, Dustin.
Jack?
If it's involved with the other two people, no. If it's involved with just your belly, then yes.
Okay.
You won't be sorry, U.S.
U.S., you're allowed.
Ah, he made a joke.
The next year, he's going to have 2 weeks. 1 week with me, 1 week with you.
What about his mom? Wait. Is his mom dead? Have we figured that out?
I guess he stays with the mom.
Oh, I thought he stayed at the military academy the whole time.
Oh, that's what it is. I think you're right.
Oh, and they're gone.
You got some rich friends.
Please be fancy.
Fancy.
Son of a bitch.
That's all right, Robert. That's all right. Mr. Brown.
Oh, it's Brown? She's not as fun as fancy.
Not nearly.
Oh, fine, Mr. Brown. I don't know whether you remember me or not. I'm Honey Russell.
The chicken lady.
I'm Attorney Russell's wife. We met at the basis party.
Mark McKinney.
Because that's right. Masturbate.
Fancy and I were talking.
Bringing the masturbates reference right back.
She was telling me what a wonderful job you've done on the U.S.'s son.
That's
I
U.S.
I was wondering if it would be possible for you to come and spend like a few weeks with us and sort of
here's the line. Dark mother.
Eugene.
You, No.
Up yours, you mother. Eugene.
Dark motherfucker.
Oh, gosh, he'll never do that. Oh.
It's Mike TV.
Is it? It is.
No, I don't think it is, but it kind of looks like him.
It did look like him. Sounded like him, too.
Mr. Brown, please.
I don't know why he's skipping over the line by himself.
Yeah.
And they opened it up for a sequel.
They did. They really do.
Never happened.
And that is the toy.
That is the toy. And you know what?
Okay. We always say, does it hold up? Honestly?
More than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed
it. It wasn't that bad.
I enjoyed it. And not
maybe
just
it's nostalgia. I don't know.
Not just because of best supporting actress, Fancy. It was fun.
This held up better than The Wall to me, which is weird.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd The Wall was kind of weirdly sexist.
Yeah.
This... racist as the implications are, the implications aren't racist, but
right.
It's about it's about racial issues. But I think it was actually handled pretty well for 82.
Yeah. Who'd thunk it?
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be done today in the way that it was done.
So, guilty pleasure tag on it, valid.
You know what? It's semi-guilty.
Semi-guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure in the sense that, the movie, most people don't like it. Or, it didn't do well when it came out. And people are like, oh, that was kind of a weird...
It's legit a movie that a lot of people... I don't think this movie has ever come up in conversation with anyone aside from us.
My friend Leon was like the only person I've ever known. I don't remember what the line was. It might have been up yours, you mother.
Okay.
There was some random line that one of us said at work.
Yeah.
And the other one was like, the toy.
Yeah.
And we bonded over
It's not one that a lot of people really know about or talk about. It's kind of a forgotten movie, but it's just one that has stuck with me since childhood.
Yeah.
And
you've got the scoop thing going on.
Like,
it
right?
really worked into a friendship. I quote this movie a lot. My brother and I often say, okay, Pilgrim.
Yeah. And, I've talked about on this show many times my, we talked Mount Rushmore comedy. I have my Mount Rushmore of 80s actresses that kickstarted my puberty.
Right.
Fancy is not involved, but however, she taught me a lot more about real women than Kelly LeBrock ever did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's a more realistic human being.
Yeah.
I do remember her on the weird rotating table thing.
I mean, how can you forget?
As a kid,
it has to be a GIF file, right? When this episode comes out, I will try to find it on Twitter. You have to see what we're talking about. You really should. And if you don't, I want to see it again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. In fact, we're going to go watch that scene again real quick.
Yeah. Fuck dinner.
Actually, I'm going to leave first. I'm going to go home. And then I'm going to watch that scene again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this has been a fun trip down memory lane. The toy. Who'd have thought? that
we'd enjoy it that much.
This much, yeah. Well, you know, it's an experiment, this show, sometimes.
It's an innocent pleasure.
It is. And we've got a closing credit song. The credits didn't last very long on the DVD. We kind of talked through it. And we have a closing credit song from a band I love so, so very much. I was able to feature their music on an episode of Drunken Lullabies. And here we go again. It's the Afghan Whigs. They've been around for a long time. Greg Dooley, an amazing songwriter and performer, from their last album, In Spades, which was my number one album the year it came out, I believe a couple years ago. This is Toy Automatic here on Drunk at the Movies. Feature them on the show because we saw them in Chicago and put on a great show. Greg Dooley threw someone out from the stage. There was a drunk lady that had bumped into Brianna and spilled half her beer. And this lady
spilled half of Brianna's beer.
Half of Brianna's beer. Those are like $8.
Yeah.
And was just being very sloppy. And at one point was just being super obnoxious and flipping off Greg from the crowd. I don't understand the logic there because she was a fan, question mark.
Maybe the implication was I wanna fuck you, but she didn't how to sign.
No, you do the okay sign with the index finger going through.
That does.
That's how you do that. Or the tongue in the cheek. Yeah, you do those. Not the middle finger. So he throws her out and everybody cheered that was in towards the front of the stage like we were. And Brianna tweeted and tagged him in it. And she was like, OMG @Greg Dooley just threw out the lady that like spilled half my beer at the show rules, and he liked it. And I was like, that's awesome.
I've had that happen a couple times. Jonah Ray from MST3K liked one of my responses to a tweet. Jennifer Hutcheson, who's one of the best writers from the Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul universe. Mm-hmm. It's just cool when someone that you respect and admire, that like you, that you're a fan of, like recognizes that you exist.
Yeah. So after we got that, that first initial like on that, I was like, I would love to feature you as the band of the week on my podcast, Drunken Lullabies. Love the new album. If you like this, I will take that as a blessing. And it got liked.
Nice.
And I was like, that's all I need. All
right.
So
you got it.
Afghan Wigs, thank you so much. I don't know how you haven't heard of this band. They are fantastic. I can't wait till I see them live again. But Toy Automatic had to feature it for the movie The Toy. All right. Well, our next episode, it's another guilty pleasure.
And it's a character that if you haven't seen the original, you've probably seen him in the MCU recently.
True. And is going to have his own series coming up,
yeah,
from what I hear. But most importantly, this is a movie starring 1980s Leah Thompson.
Exactly.
Mount Rushmore. I mentioned it earlier. That's all I got to say.
I
am sweet on Lorraine McFly.
And I...
Lorraine Baines.
Right.
I should say, not McFly.
Which is why I never had a full crush on her, because I always associated Lorraine
the McFly. End of Back to the Future, where he goes back to the recreated future, mm-hmm. she can get it.
Yeah.
MILF McFly.
Right.
Original? No. That's chain smoking jailbird Joey sister. Mm-mm. No, but... when George has got the book coming out and slaps her on the ass. Yeah, I can get down with that.
I thought you meant like...
Back to the Future 2?
Dystopian future.
Yeah, I'm good with that one too.
Oh, okay, because that's, you know...
Yeah, that's fancy fancy McFly. That's what that is. So I'm okay with that too. Once
again, Donald Trump connection, because Donald Trump was the actual inspiration for Dystopian Biff.
Yeah, and we've done original Back to the Future. We will do Back to the Future 2 and 3. It has to be done.
I'm surprised they haven't rebooted that yet. Of all the movies,
I don't want them to.
Want them to, but I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't, because it's, you know, we've done alternate timelines.
I think Bob Gale has a lot to do with that, honestly.
Good.
And the writer. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Bob Zemeckis, I feel, is probably going to be easier to convert, but it depends on who owns the
licensing. The rights to, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. So we are watching Howard the Duck, the George Lucas flop starring
major flop.
Leah Thompson, Tim Robbins, Jeffrey Jones, and an alien anthropomorphic duck. And also duck titties.
I only saw it once. And I think it was on basic cable, so I don't think I've ever seen duck titties.
I have purchased this movie on DVD twice.
In case you wanted to watch it more than once.
I bought it and I watched it and I'm like, I'm never going to watch this again. And I sold it. And then we started this show and I'm like, God damn it. I have to buy it back because this is a perfect movie for this show.
So,
but I watched it a lot as a kid.
So it is an actual guilty pleasure, because as a child, you were a fan of it.
It's, again, a movie the last time I watched it was 5 years ago, and before that it had been several years. So in the last decade, I'll say I've probably watched it once, but in my youth, I watched it a lot.
I always wanted to see it, but nobody would ever take me to see it, or you know, I was the third of three boys, so yeah. They always got the decision on what gets rented, so I never got a chance to see it until years after that. It was on cable, and I started watching it, and I don't think I even finished it. I don't think I've seen this movie all the way through.
It's kind of topical, like we said, with the Marvel universe and everything. So that's what we're watching next time. So stay tuned. Howard the Duck. You got time to track down your copy of it. It was a huge flop, but features some kind of cool music and probably the only movie that has a love scene between an extremely foxy 80s woman and a duck. That's all I'm going to say.
They cut that scene out of DuckTales. That was going to be in the cartoon, but...
All right. Well, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy the toy, but it doesn't hurt. It definitely helps. I forgot what my catchphrase is because Fancy was on screen too much.
Up yours, Dark Mother.
Yeah. Cheers, Bearded Owl. Thank you for the Dark Mother. We'll see you next time.